of chain of custody documents, which are documents for when, where ballots were picked up, you know, and where they, what process they went through to verify them, which means the matching signature to the voter rolls. So that's what was happening. Now, I don't know what the Zuckerbucks is what they call the 500 million that was spread to election officials in different states. 500 million they spread around. But nobody wants to admit to who received the money and what they did with it. You know, it's sort of bizarre. Now, videos are popping up of people running stacks of ballots multiple times through the machine to jack up the count. And it, you could see the whole process because it's all numbered. And it basically means that the mail-in ballots were not verified as actual eligible voters. And that's done by matching signatures and with the voter rolls, the ballots with the voter rolls. Now, that's in Georgia. We had many issues about Georgia, but Raffensperger, who is the Secretary of State, insisted that there was no problems. But, you know, they need to get some very strict laws for that. So in Sharpiegate is something that became very visible in Arizona, where they were handing out Sharpies to mark the ballot. So if anyone cast a vote and the ink bleeds through the paper, then your vote is invalidated. It means they don't count it. So they were handing those out knowing that you had to have a ballpoint pen. And so each state that ordered made those changes. I mean, you could tell by them ordering the pens. I mean, it's like, what? But, you know, when you're a communist and you think you got it all covered, then that's what you do. You just openly do it because you're a thug if you're a communist. That's why we got people giving themselves a $200,000 raise, coming back from vacation. We'll see you in a little bit after this break. Strong to call the roll of top 10. Bad old monkey roll the blades on overhead trees. Things he's talking to if you please. I got a telephone call from Miss Faith Blues. My baby coming home today. Oh, will you send me one of those? Shave my head. Get me out of town with five bosses. Never trust a man in a blue trench coat.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Never Enough Tattoo, it's 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo, give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Are you tired of being labeled an extremist because you're a conservative? Are you tired of being deplatformed? Are you frustrated with constant censorship? If so, join free-thinking Americans who believe in the First Amendment that are joining YourSpot.com. That's YoreSpot.com. At YourSpot, you'll be uncensored. Free speech is allowed. This site believes in unity and community and treats everyone as members of a family. Unlike big tech, YourSpot does not on debates or get involved as a referee. Of course, threats of violence are prohibited, pornography is not allowed, and all children are protected. YourSpot also places a premium on security. Google tracks none of their users. America is ready for YourSpot. Join us at YoreSpot.com, where the First Amendment is celebrated, and you can enjoy your uncensored free speech rights once again.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
On dry creek road, I got the wet end in my belly done so.
Yeah, I like that horn, you know, I am about the horns. Yes, that's Tom Waits. That song is Telephone Call from Istanbul. He's got some other good songs, too. I'm just like, love Tom Waits. So, let's see. You know, a part of Down by Law movie that he was in with Jim Jarmusch as a director, and Alan Kleinberg as a producer, was filmed in my apartment. On St. Philip and Royal. It's the building that Judge Jack Sanborn got as a present, let's say, because we don't want to call me a conspiracy theorist. No, not if we stringing flat facts together. But he owns the building through his brother now. But anyway, that was Tom Waits. When Waits came in, well, I'll tell a story another time. I was having Las Vegas night when a friend of mine wanted to take some people up on the balcony. And so I was trying to learn how to play blackjack, but I must have been a gambler in another life, and Jesus cut that part of my brain out, so I can't bet. But anyway, but I tell you what, there's one thing I have to say. Araby, Louisiana, and this is where I live, this is like less than a mile from the Orleans Parish line with Jackson Barracks. You know, people have gone to the Crawfish Festival. It's like a couple miles out of New Orleans Parish line, so they kind of know Araby. There's coyotes in the residential area, and the St. Bernard Sheriff's Department passes it, the problem, to Wildlife and Fisheries. You call them and tell them what's going on, and you have to call a hunter, and then we must have got four different people to call. They blowing it off, but yet the residents can't shoot them themselves, and they're destroying people's property. They're killing animals. They're in a residential area. What do you thugs with badges and guns don't understand about that? They're in a residential area going after people's chickens, rabbits, pets, little dogs, cats, but and they're running in packs. It's not just one. We saw one in the daytime. We got a picture of it in the daytime. But I don't see why the sheriff doesn't put the trigger-happy police that shot up those animals after Hurricane Katrina, let them go after some coyotes instead of people's pet. What, it's too bold? I got more boldness for you. Bunny Matthews had told me when he would start writing for the Beat Exchange, because he wanted to get involved with the Beat Exchange, and there's videos of him talking about that. Now, of course, Bunny and I had told this person that was at his house, are you recording our conversation? No, no, no. What makes you think that? Boy, you're going to be in for a surprise. But anyway, Bunny had said that he wanted to talk about me to bring up different things that we've done together, which was, you know, going to Reverend Gorman's church, you know, to see Al Green and Little Richard. We did. We went to a church for all of that. Honey had told, called me up and said, look, you know, we got to go to a concert. Can you be ready for, I'm going to pick you up at 6 o'clock. I go, 6 o'clock, the concerts don't start to 8. And he goes, well, this one's starting early. But he didn't want to tell me we were going to a church, like an evangelical church. But after I got the swing of things and I saw, like, the music coming out of there, then I, you know, I went, you know, regularly with Bunny. So, well, Bunny had said before they euthanized him, yeah, I'm going to keep saying it, before they euthanized him, because they do that to people. I could tell you what they use. I know what it is because I've done hospice work before. But, you know, the people that are real estate expediters and people who pretend that they're caregivers, but they're really cutting the grass to take a picture of it so they can put it on their website or whatever, that they have a house for sale. But Bunny didn't know anything about that. You know, it's really a shame. You know, I could see the psychological terror from his son, and I could see why they would want to scrub everything off the internet for the past 2 years to show how he was close to people, interactive with people, and he was very coherent. But you see, you know, I'm fine. We knew, we had a conversation, if it would happen, it would be through a medical kidnapping, and there's no process for it. But when you have shady people that, you know, in the Catholic Church that participate in covering up sexual abuse, and then they cover up medical kidnappings, you know, because they got to pay for the sexual abuse cases, but yet they're not going along with the court order they're supposed to have in the window about facing bankruptcy, and now in bankruptcy, and they taking in Soylent Green sort of stuff. But hey, that's part of life, right? And this is the Beat Exchange. And I did say, if you, if people wanted to continue the game, that I'd let it be known how it happens. Because this isn't the first time I heard about stuff like this. This is the first time I experienced it personally, one-on-one. You see, and we all knew that they had death panels because of Obamacare. You know, and so, you know, not to get everybody down, but I'm just saying, I'm staying on it. I'm riding the horse. And I'm going to show you there's two things that the Catholic Archdiocese is involved in all around the country and probably the world. Hiding sexual abuse cases, you know, incidents of sexual abuse. Oh, the priest, you know, getting people like Josie Giffen, Santa Pernasiera Himmel to cover up for the priest, you know, like to say they were at their house when the incident sort of happened. These are the same people that will sign bogus documents to funnel off assets from people's estate when they're targeting the elderly. You see, so it's a big organized crime syndicate. It wasn't just to my mother and I that this happened to. This is an actual organized crime syndicate that involves people in the Catholic Church, and they get awards. You know, just like when you're under investigation for terrorism, and then somebody like who's passing himself off as the first black president is giving awards to the terrorists. Come on. Yeah. Take away the virginity of a child. That don't mean nothing, right? But that's what you teach in the Catholic Church, how the sanctity of marriage. Yeah. My goodness. We'll be back in a little break in a little bit. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange coming to you live from New Orleans, live right now. I got my Kevlar vest on from St. Benedict.
WGSO from the Fuca Ray
to Funchal Square.
Things have changed. WGSO. Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. The Louisiana Capitol was the site for a long and sometimes testy meeting where lawmakers, government officials, and parents discussed the use of face masks. Jeff Palermo has the story.
The meeting was delayed when some members of the public who came to testify refused to wear a mask in the committee room. Once the meeting started, State Health Officer Dr. Jill Cantor discussed why the state has a mask mandate.
The main protective element of the masks is prevent those around them.
But Bossier Parish mom Sage Easter doesn't want her children wearing masks in the classroom.
Because there have been no long-term studies on children wearing masks for 7-plus hours a day.
Bessie is expected to decide on Wednesday whether masks will be required in schools. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Louisiana Department of Health reports a record-breaking hospitalizations at 2,956 and that 90% are unvaccinated. LRN.
I wanted my job.
If my mother got sick, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I got vaccinated for my daughter.
I trust the science.
The reason why I got the COVID vaccine was because of my newborn child and my at-risk wife.
I got vaccinated to keep from it happening to me.
Talked to my doctors about it, did my research, and they've done a lot of research, and I think they know what they're doing.
Visit covidvaccine.la.gov or call 1-855-453-0774 to schedule your COVID-19 vaccination today.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Agriculture is big business in our state. $11 billion a year for Louisiana's economy. When other businesses had to shut their doors, our essential Louisiana farmers and ranchers continue to provide each of us with the food and fiber we need to survive. That's why I'm a proud member of the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Leidenheimer, that's what I said.
The Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closings, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they have come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Funky Uncle Live. Funky Uncle Live is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.funkyuncle.live every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge on August 18th, Mustache Petting Zoo. For more information on how you can support live from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live and follow us on social media.
Hi, this is Clay with Switch Your Passion Live. Join me every Thursday from 12 to 1 for 1 hour of talk to talk about your passion and you.
Bunny Matthews' favorite Tom Waits song.
I don't go to church on Sunday, don't get on my knees to pray, don't memorize the books of the Bible, got my own special way. I know Jesus loves me, maybe just a little bit more. I fall down on my knees every Sunday at Zarelda Lee's candy store. Well, I've got to be a chocolate Jesus.
Yes. Yeah, so I happen to see, I was looking at something. I got a flash about McCarrick. McCarrick is a defrocked Catholic priest. And it you have to see this piece on Michael Voris, V-O-R-I-S. He has a website called the a video called The Vortex. And so from that, you know, it's really a bombshell where McCarrick admits that he's, you know, basically a communist, and that's how he got Pope Francis to start making the deals with communist China. I bet you they have a lot of Wayfair furniture, those freaks. But, you know, that's what's going on there. And, you know, I see that, you know, I would be considered a church militant, you know, because I'm not sitting back anymore and just accepting, you know, the pedophiles in the Catholic Church, or what everybody goes through when they know about other issues or they are witness to something, and they could easily put them in a nursing facility, put them on a shoot-to-shoot. All you got to do is have a couple people say that they have Alzheimer's and dementia, right? But that's why you have to scrub everything on the internet to show that they don't, you know. But that's the way it goes. But we're going to get into it with the doctors and stuff like that, because now we see with the COVID crap that doctors will play along with anything. And but yet they won't give ivermectin, and they still won't give hydrochloroquine. And they're doing all of this to put people back under control, see who they who they can control, and set them up for that vaccine. So if you want to see a doctor who is in Congress, who talked to Dr. Fauci in a congressional hearing, asked him questions, he lied about it, he did his research on Dr. Fauci's claims and hit him right on it at the time he was lying. Gain of function research is biological warfare. That's what they were doing, is engineering bioweapons. And who was doing that? Oh, the closet communist in our country. Now, I know I said I was going to bring up something about that I had been working on, but look at Discover the Networks. There's a former radical leftist that stopped all of being involved in the 60s. And then he knew what the networks were very well. So he wrote this, Horowitz wrote this, and you can find it on the internet. And it shows you how little by little they were coming into office. You know, like, say, John Kerry got into office, like the Winter Soldier scandal. If you look, if it's still on the internet, this is where he pressured Vietnam vets to lie about American atrocities that they later came back and said weren't true. But that they didn't go after him for lying, pulling this congressional thing together. They're just going after people for addresses different on their driver's license, you know. But let's just don't go with the woman that used ID in my name to drain the bank accounts and safety deposit boxes. You know, let's don't do nothing on that. Let's protect Mr. Whitman. He's got a lot of money. Y'all are so crazy. It's going to be checkmate, you idiots. So right now we have I wanted to bring this up. The lawyers who threw the Molotov cocktails in New York City are going to be going to trial in March 2022. Let's don't bring it to trial now, you see. But that's when they kicked off the Marxist revolution. They just happen to call it Black Lives Matter. But they're not taking care of people, you know, with the billions that they drew. You know, they're not doing it. They're putting on makeup. I saw them with makeup on, and they buying multi-million-dollar houses. So that's Marxism. And the acts of mass destruction was when Obama was exposed as a Marxist and framing General Flynn. So that's one thing there. So is Jim on the line yet? James Neighbors from Overpasses for America.
I'm right here.
There you go. Yeah, so yep. How was Oklahoma? Y'all had that big protest, huh?
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, that thing was crazy. There were probably a couple of thousand people standing outside alone. Mm-hmm. And, I just showed up. I don't like the Saturday things, I'll be honest. I think it's kind of like preaching to the choir.
Right.
But in this case, you know, I just had this feeling. I had this feeling I needed to go. And so I picked up my brand new bullhorn and went on up there and was hollering some things about Biden. And I hollered out and let everybody know about the nationwide protest coming up on the 27th and 28th where I'm going to be.
Uh-huh.
And
where is that, James?
That's going to be, for me, it's going to be at the Woodson Park Pedestrian Overpass in Oklahoma City.
Right.
On the 27th. That'll be from 4 to 6 p.m. for me, and then the next day from 11 to 1 p.m. So, but that's going to be going all over the place. And if you want to get involved, get on gab.com and look for Overpass for America, and we can lead you in the right direction.
Right, that's good. So I didn't mean to interrupt. No. I wanted to make sure that, you know, that's where you're going to be. So you were using a bullhorn in the crowd talking about Biden.
Oh yeah, well, and then this guy who had was doing a camera thing for some streaming asked me if he could borrow my bullhorn. I figured why not? So we traded. We traded instruments. Oh. He took the bullhorn. I held the camera and filmed him while he's live streaming, and he was really great. I can't remember the guy. I never did catch his name, actually. I was just like, wow, this guy knows his stuff, you know? And so I was happy to help him out, and he got done. He went on for about 10 minutes and gave me the bullhorn back, and I barked out a few more things at people and was kind of hanging out in the line, and then realized I'm never going to get in. So I'm just going to start to mill around. And some political person, this woman, came up to me and she said, "Hey, do you mind if we use your bullhorn for the two senators to come out and speak to the crowd because they're not going to be able to get inside?" And I was like, "Sure, that'd be great, you know."
Right, very good.
And so I went up there to where they were, and then I got on the bullhorn and got the whole crowd over there. And I stood there for, I don't know, at least a good 25 minutes holding the bullhorn and kind of aiming it around at various parts of the crowd so everybody could hear, while two state senators and a pastor and then a guy running for, I believe it was U.S. House, I just held the speaker while they did the speaking, and it was really great, and it was kind of nifty because I was wearing my arrest Biden the entire time.
I know. Yeah, well, it's like unbelievable. But anyway, they got it all set up. There's the Arizona president, Senate president Karen Phan, and the state senator Wendy Rogers, and this came out on worthypolitics.com. They revealed that the Maricopa County audit report is being prepared for presentation to the Senate. After the Senate, this is going to be in a matter of days, it's going to be released to the public, that they're going to review the accuracy and the clarity before it's released to the public. But it's just a matter of checking a few things, you know.
Wow.
And so, right. And once Arizona delivers their preliminary report, it's up to the rest of the states to do the forensic audits and issue their reports. So we're going to come back after this little break, and I have more with Mr. James Nevis.
And it's whiskey in the shade. It's best to wrap your savior up in cellophane. It flows like the big muddy, but that's okay. Pour him over.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch-Napolitano. Join Tracy and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
That's what I said.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Hi, Bruce Falkenstein with Gulf Coast Bank. We're hosting auctions in August to raise money for nonprofits throughout the month of August. Auctions in August offers items such as fine dining, jewelry, sports memorabilia, gift baskets, artwork, vacation stays, pet services, and much more. There's something for everyone with hundreds of items to choose from. To see all the great items and to bid, go to auctionsinaugust.com. 100% of the proceeds go to the nonprofits. Gulf Coast Bank, the bank that cares about you and your community. Member FDIC.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Tom Waits with Heart Attack and Mind. So, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange, and we're sitting in with Mr. James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. So, James, there's New Jersey, Minnesota, Kentucky, Maine, Illinois, Rhode Island, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Delaware. They want forensic audits. They had came up today.
Well, and that's good. I mean, if the Democrats have nothing to hide, then they should welcome it.
Right, and all of this started over election integrity, and then really when they started carrying on about banning the president of the United States from Twitter and Facebook because he was talking about there were problems in the election. Well, hey, we want to know about those problems because we're standing there trying to vote. You know, and jumping through hoops to get the vote. And so if there's problems, we want to know about it. But then they discredited him and banned him. And then we find out that Zuckerberg and his civic something or other, forget the initials, they put up $500 million. Well, that's a lot of money. So. Yeah, but they trained people. What did they train them to do? How to rig the election? Or to, like, what, hundreds of thousands of Sharpies?
Well, I know in 2016, you know, as far as Zuckerberg went on Facebook, he was just censoring you if you said anything against the narrative.
Right.
But as far as another $500 million to go, I would say probably some of that went to China, by the way, somehow. You know,
right.
I mean, it's a train wreck. I mean, it's a giant train wreck, and this whole COVID thing is supposed to cover up for it.
Right.
Here's my thing on that, and you touched on it earlier about the pandemic. If it were legit, if the government intentions were legit and were looking out for the citizens of this country, they would be like, fine, if you don't want to take the vaccine, then here's your free HCQ, hydrochloroquine.
Right.
But they've never, ever made that an option. And so until they do, I'm dubious of their intentions.
Right. No, right. They have airline flight attendants are refusing the vaccine mandates. Only one airline is demanding it, but they're going to help change it. American Postal Workers Union just announced that they're representing over 220,000 postal workers who oppose the vaccine mandate. And get this, Pfizer does not mandate vaccines for their employees.
Well, I was looking at the thing, and it says that as of today, New Orleans has a vaccine mandate
or yes.
a negative test.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right.
It really is ridiculous.
And like
it's the time that we quit putting up with it.
Right. You see, well, it has a lot to do with a lot of people are standing up about corruption in New Orleans because, you know, it's like, come on, tell us to put a mask on, it doesn't work. I mean
as far as investigations go, every single politician that has pushed this whole COVID thing ought to be investigated, all of them, every single one of them, because it's not real.
Every governor.
Masks are useless.
Every governor, look, the game was ask for a temporary hospital and then they would get money so they could cover some of the expenses because they were all going bankrupt. Every single one of these states was going bankrupt. That's why they needed the money. So whatever was going on, they never used the temporary hospitals. And I was wondering, what are they doing? If this is a contagious disease, why are they putting in something in a temporary hospital in the Montreal Convention Center? What the hell is that? Then we're never going to have people coming to town and want to have a convention. It's going to be where they stored bodies and, you know, people that had COVID. It didn't make sense. It's like a stupid movie. It's like somebody had a girlfriend that they wanted to put into the movie business, and it didn't matter how she wrote a script. It was just they wanted in the movie business. So here we are in the COVID business,
and it's just ridiculous.
We're going back into it. You know, because
I've been saying that from the beginning. It's like a bad spy movie.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, they're not saying over 500,000 people have died from the vaccines. 500,000 is more of the real numbers. In our country, it's past 45,000.
Well, I think the country.
But worldwide, 500.
I think the vaccinated are the source of this whatever Delta variant is. Because if they're not, then how does a whole cruise ship full of vaccinated people wearing masks come up infected with this so-called Delta variant? So either it's all bunk or their vaccines are infecting people.
Now, you see, ivermectin was given out to the people in India to defeat the Delta variant. Not one of our government officials has mentioned this. They have zero. Why does our government want us to take
antibodies?
Right. So the Bill and Melinda Gates have been sued by the High Court in India over their polio vaccines. They're experimental.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he ever steps foot in that country, I don't think he'll ever leave.
Right. And so, you know, 87,000 doctors and nurses have come out against COVID-19 and a fake gene therapy. You could see about that on BitChute. I know you know, James, but, you know, people have been asking me different things because they look at the television and they freak out and repeat the same thing on the TV. They need to study Operation Mockingbird, which was a thing where it's constant propaganda and every station saying the same damn thing. So we're just having
a
revisit.
Whole conversation on what caused that.
Right.
And so, I was kind of a victim of it. I'd be doing the radio like you are, but went to school at the wrong time.
Right. So we got 48,000 Marines have turned down the COVID vaccine. You can see that on military.com. BitChute, and then even the United Nations, WHO, the World Health Organization, is under the United Nations, but they always leave that part out. So the COVID virus is just like the common flu. They finally admitted to that.
But I know it because I caught it. If I wasn't patient zero in the U.S., I was 1, 2, or 3, I'm telling you.
Right.
Because I caught the stuff in Ukraine in early October when I was in Amsterdam, mm-hmm. and a plane load of sick Chinese offloaded, and I'm like, well, I'm going to catch
damn. See, we need 2 hours. We got to slide over. James, I'm glad that you called in. We were just getting going about the other stuff. And so I'll talk to you next week. In between Alrighty. Time, I'll talk to you. Thank you, James Navy. This is Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange. Slide note for the 8 o'clock show. And, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.